What was the wild thing you saw at a concert? It was a crazy weekend for shows, man. So rapper Kid Cudi, he filled in last minute for Kanye West at a festival.
Yeah.
And people just started throwing stuff at him on stage. And he, like, freaked out about it.
Yo, I will walk off the stage.
I had to really heavily edit that.
Yeah. Rolling Loud. They throw a lot of stuff. And right after he gave that warning, he got hit dead in the face with a plastic water bottle.
I mean, like, what is wrong with people?
Yeah, people are disgusting, man. You go to a concert or a sporting event or whatever, you think because you paid a certain cost, you're able to abuse the performer or say whatever you want to that. And, you know, that ain't cool, man. They're just people, too.
Right. Then there was the Kid Rock show. It was canceled last minute because of weather.
Yeah.
And the fans were so angry that they trashed the venue.
Yeah.
Then didn't end there. Rage Against the Machine guitarist Tom Morello, they were performing and like somebody ran up on a stage, like a fan ran up on the stage. Security went to go tackle the guy that ran up on the stage, accidentally thought it was Tom Morello and took Tom Morello down.
No. Did you watch the video?
They got
the guy that ran on the stage. He hit Tom Morello as a parting of it. He didn't tackle the wrong guy with the guitar.
I mean, they all went down. They all went down.
Yeah. Either way, I mean, things are happening split second, right? Mm-hmm. So security is doing their best. I mean, Kid Rock show, you want to fight Mother Nature. That seems like a losing battle.
When you go to concerts, you always put yourself in a position that you're going to see really nutty things happen.
Absolutely true.
So what is the crazy thing that you saw? 1-800-330-9999. Travis.
I was seeing DMB, I was seeing Dave Matthews Band in concert, and all of a sudden we hear this commotion. Actually, the band stops playing, and we could all see, because it was, you know, huge raked amphitheater. We see in the parking lot a bunch of guys, obviously drunk. They flip a car over and light it on fire.
Oh, yeah, I remember that show, actually. That was near here, and that was only the first of several cars lit on fire, right? And that was the show where the riot police had to come in, right? Later on?
Yeah.
Yes, in the parking lot, yes.
They came in. It took them half an hour to show up, but like the band was like, all right, we're going to keep on playing. And then they stopped again when the police came.
I just don't understand how that happens at a Dave Matthews concert, which for the record is the most boring of all the concerts.
It's called ecstasy and over-drinking. I mean, it's all the frat guys who still believe in their mind they're in a frat, but now they're 30.
Wow, look at this. You just Google it. It comes right up.
Oh, yeah.
50 arrested, dozens hurt, weekend rioting in parking lot. That is nuts.
It was wild.
I mean, maybe it was because they've been listening to the same song being played for 13 minutes.
Now you're being hurtful.
How long can ants marching possibly go on?
Oh, it can keep going. Take the baseline for a walk. Yeah. They can keep going. Yeah.
I'm trying to think, like, one of the craziest thing I ever saw at a concert was Busta Rhymes fell off the stage. He just fell right off. And then everybody just kept going. Like, I was like, guys.
Yeah, you have to keep it. The show goes on.
Right, but he's on the floor.
So, I mean, you go to enough concerts, you're going to see some crazy stuff. So I've got two big ones that jump right out. So Motley Crue. At the Coliseum, they used to have this drum set that was on like the roof, and he would do a solo. Tommy Lee would do a solo at some point during the show. He fell off the drum set and fell all the way to the Coliseum floor.
Why are everybody falling? Why is everybody all falling?
Had to stop. I mean, why are they up so high to begin with? Had to go to the hospital, stop the show. They canceled the tour, I think, at that point, or at least a few dates. And then I was also at the show, Milli Vanilli, Young MC, and Seduction. Outdoor show. That's when Milli Vanilli's tape stopped.
Oh, my gosh.
And everybody figured out they were liars.
You were there?
I was at that show.
I was there.
I didn't even know that it happened. I was there for Seduction, but I was at the show.
You were there for Seduction. 1-800-330-9999. What did you see go down at a concert?
You remember that Seduction song? It was a jam.
It was a wild weekend at concerts. So many things went down. People throwing things on stage, rioting the venue when it closed because of weather. It was nuts.
Yeah, people get wild at concerts, man. They paid their money, they stood in line, and then they drank a whole lot of $18 beers.
1-800-330-9999. Something always happens when you go to a concert. What did you see? Hey, Aaron.
So I was at a Taylor Swift concert, and everyone was having such a great time, and I noticed this one guy acting kind of weird, and he eventually just, like, bum-rushed the, like, gift shop area and tried to steal an entire box of the T-shirts, and before I knew it, security saw him doing it and just ran up and tackled the guy straight to the ground. It was the most aggressive thing I've ever seen at a Taylor Swift concert.
Well, those shirts are so expensive. Every time I've gone to a Taylor Swift concert and then Hayden, my older daughter, like, she, like, of course she wants, like, a shirt.
Sure.
It's like you have to hold your breath. because there's so much money. I can't imagine what a box of them would be.
What is a shirt worth now? It's like $40, right? $45.
Oh my gosh, worse. I mean, she wanted a sweatshirt. Can I get a sweatshirt? And I was like, yeah. I wasn't paying attention. I went up there. I want to say it was close to $100.
Yeah.
I told her it was her birthday present. I was like, I know that your birthday's 3 months away, but this is your birthday present.
No, I would guess with a sweatshirt, definitely. It's going to be up there. Yeah. Because I remember, you know, t-shirts back in the day, even when I was still going to concerts, $25, $30.
Oh yeah.
And I haven't gone to a show in a while.
James, what'd you see happen at a concert?
Well, I saw, you know, a concert where the performers was singing and she was dancing real, you know, real provocative, and her top came down and her breast was exposed.
What?
Yeah.
Was it Janet Jackson?
That was way before the Janet Jackson.
Is it anybody we would know?
Right. Is it like a big artist or was it like, you know, a regular show?
She was an R&B artist. Mm-hmm. Who was her name? Karen White. Yeah,
I'm Googling her right now. Let's see.
I don't want to see what
you're
Googling.
What we can see here, right? Well, I'm not going to Google Karen White breast.
Right.
I'm just going to Google Karen White. I'm sure it'll be a very respectable song. Oh, wow. Oh, okay. That must have been a sight. That's. Well, there's several different Karen Whites here. And depending on the album cover, one show I'm excited to be at and the other one I'm not.
All right, Raven, that's enough. That's it. Rebecca, fans gone wild. What did you see go down at a concert?
I was at the Green Day concert, and the guy next to me actually got pulled onto the stage and started playing guitar.
Oh, that's always cool when they do that. It's a plant, right? I mean, they don't randomly pull somebody out. Typically, somebody knows somebody, and they're like, oh, yeah, this kid's here, and he plays guitar or whatever, something like that.
I bet you at a Green Day concert, Billy Joe would actually pull somebody up out of the stage just
and randomly
nowhere.
Be rewarded by somebody that's a very capable guitar player?
I think so.
God, you're such a fangirl.
I am.
Like, you're so ridiculous.
Were they good?
They were great.
Yeah, of course they were good. Mm-hmm. Right. They were incredible, but just randomly they were pulled out. Courtney Cox was actually discovered in that Bruce Springsteen video, right? She was definitely dancing in the dark randomly.
Maybe.
Of course.